They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Blood, Tits, and Gore presents three girls, one guy, and a coven of witches.
Ooh.
I'm your host, Brooke, with my co-hosts,
Pony,
Sam,
and Tina.
And this week we are discussing witches, witch movies. Witch movies.
Which movies? I'm not sure.
Which?
Who's on first? It's a classic.
You did great, that just fucking knocked that out of the park. Because here's the deal. It's like, I know that reference, but I don't know what it's referencing.
It's an ancient radio podcast by Abbott and Costello. Yeah. It's like golden days of radio.
Okay.
It's coming full circle. I'm referencing on a podcast.
Dude, it's, yeah. Got him.
Yep, that's for all of our octogenarian listeners, all you 80 and ups out there.
Because we've got a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. I just did a smoker's laugh, the thing where you just...
Hey, you're fitting in with our, like, older crowd, okay?
Yeah, like, I think that, like, podcasts would appeal to that generation because it is full fucking circle, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, anyways, no, and they used to hang out and listen to the radio and there'd be radio shows. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is essentially a radio show. Yeah. People aren't paying us.
And you take the radio with you.
You can.
It's fucking wild, man. The future is now.
Wait, but could you not take the radio with you before?
You gotta plug it in. No,
these have to be giant. They were like
the size of mini fridges. Which kind of radio you had. All right, so...
Anyways, witches, too.
Witches. What's your favorite witchy witch? Or what do you want to talk about? It doesn't have to be your favorite.
I think my favorite... My witch of interest?
Who's your witch of interest?
God, that I feel like...
Witch of the week.
I'm just going to pick one. A quick one, may not be my favorite, but a high up there has to be Firuza Balk in The Craft.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
She's great. She's crazy.
She's fucking nose... No, I almost said she's fucking nose ring. She's fucking crazy.
She is nose ring, though, right?
But, like, in the best of ways.
Yeah. She's like your crazy high school friend.
Right.
You, like,
she's
grow
like
out of eventually, but...
Nancy.
In real life, oh, yeah, right?
She's crazy in real life?
No,
she's
like
Wiccan.
Oh, yeah. Well... I don't know if she's
Wiccan. No, she is.
She is?
Yeah, no, she actually helped out a lot with a lot of the spell stuff.
Yeah.
On the movie.
Oh, in real life. Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
Who's your favorite witch?
It's a fucking tie between Jilly and Sally in Practical Magic.
There you go.
Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman, their prime. Also,
their prime. They're my age right now. So I'm like, I could look...
I mean, they age like that. Wonderful. Oh, okay. I don't want to say that they're not also in...
Yeah, no, I looked it up when we watched it the other night. And Nicole Kidman is friggin' 31 in that movie. Like,
really?
In real life.
What?
And I'm like, she fucking incredible. She looks awesome.
That movie's great. Anyways,
when she walks in, she's like, ladies, hold on to your husbands. And I'm like, yeah, girl. Get it.
That's very funny.
But then
I
love how they make Sandra Bullock kind of dumpy in the beginning, and then they put her in, like, Daisy Dukes and some fucking cowboy boots, and you're like, get
in
it, girl!
Garden,
it's
yes.
The way you love me. It's... I'm feeling like
this. Shout out, girls, moms.
That shit.
My mom, actually, the other night, she looked at me, and she was like, do you want to watch Practical Magic? Should I buy it right now? And she just, like, bought it on her, like, DirecTV.
Nice.
And then told me to get Christina to come downstairs so we could all watch it.
I love that.
Mom.
So sweet.
Because that is such
and
a
she was
good, like,
she was singing along to the songs in the movie.
Every women song that came on, she, like, knew the words. And she was singing on key and everything. So great.
Yeah, but sometimes she didn't know the words, and it would just be mumbling, and I'd look at her and be like, I know you don't know the words to
that's
that,
okay,
and you're doing that mom thing.
About,
if you can still hum in the right tone,
it's about
doesn't
being
matter
together.
If you know the words.
Witches.
Very true.
I love that story.
Yeah, both of them look fucking hot
so
as shit
good.
In that film. It's great. I really like watching Nicole Kidman dance, though. It's so cute. Like, in, like, the, oh, you sweet
scream.
Thing.
I think mine would have to be Angelica Houston and the Witches. She's fucking
she's crazy scary.
She's so scary. That movie's terrifying as a child.
Yeah, it's and it's aimed at kids, right? It's one of those 80s, yeah,
no,
like... Yeah,
no, it's a Roald Dahl
book. Oh, yeah, it's Roald Dahl book.
That's
yeah.
where they turn the kids into mice, right?
Yeah. So...
The stubby toes, the...
The kids turn into mice. The witches are like, ha, ha, ha. You know, yeah. like witches do. Because they hate children. Do. Witches hate children.
Why is that a thing? Because it is so a thing.
I don't know. They eat them. Unfair they bake portrayal. Them.
I was reading an article on a flight when I was flying to South Africa about a movie about... Oh, that I'm wondering if I should have tracked that down. It's the first Zambian film to be featured at Cannes Film Festival. And it's about a girl who gets falsely accused of being a witch and then thrown in a camp of witches where the parole... All the like guards are using them... to cast spells and make their businesses successful. And it's a story about being exploited. Witches? Yeah, so they're actually witches. Like,
dang.
Yeah. It's weird. It's called I Am Not a Witch because the girl who gets thrown in the jail is not a witch, apparently. But like that just popped in my head.
Christina?
Favorite witch, definitely Sarah from The Craft. She's just, like, so chill. And, like, you know, very reserved as she, like, comes into herself. Mm. Her, and then she just has, like, the cute, like, the hair color. I don't know. When I was little. Oh, that was fun. I wanted to do that so bad. Oh, my God. And then she, like, changes herself at the party. Mm. Ooh.
I used to.
That'd be nice, right?
Yeah, I used to convince myself. Oh, no, that was Fariza Balk changes herself into her.
She changes herself into Sarah.
Yeah, no, Sarah, I always, when she does, like, that whole, yeah, the whole magic thing, to change her hair and stuff, was like, I used to stand in my mirror and try to do those exact spells, and I'd be like, I'm going to change my eye color. Because eye color is something to easily convince yourself that you actually changed.
Yeah.
Because
I'd
be like, I want them to be teal. And then I'd be like, oh, they're totally teal.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going to go out with my new eye color and just see who notices. No one did.
Witches are such a cool, like, a cool, badass role model for young girls, which I don't know how that happens, but it's like I have memories of my cousins being like, well, we're witches. Do you see this sun hat that has a round top? This is our crystal ball. Do you want to like get in on this? And I was like, I think I don't know.
It might be like the female equivalent of like power fantasies, like guys have like like Dragon Ball Z kind of stuff is like a male power fantasy, but witches are very empowering from the on the female end, on the creative
definitely
strength.
So cool. I think that's like certainly a part of it. It's just having that power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like spicy. They don't play by the rules. They they do what they want and they get what they want because of the power within.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
We definitely had a spell book.
Oh yeah, no, I had to write a ride a silver broomstick.
You didn't actually have to. Yeah, same.
I was like, "Who's making you do this, Brooke?" I don't really know what's happening.
You talk about the Llewellyn Press.
That's book. Inappropriate.
A book called "To Write a Silver." When I was a kid, back in my witchy days, that you guys
would drive me to mysteriously like, don't know about.
I had to ride a silver witch to school 10 miles in the snow. Silver broom.
I used to have to ride a witch all the way to school. So we got to the school back in my day.
Well.
I used to have a book called To Ride a Silver Broomstick or something. It might not have even been that. No, and it was like Raven, something Raven, Silver, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember who the author was. Yeah, we can do some Googling.
We'll do some Googles.
Raven, that's so... Is she a witch? No, she's just can...
What? Of course in she is. Life? Why was she writing a spell book?
Yeah, that's a Raven?
No, I'm talking about That's a Raven. I segued into a totally different thing. I think she just had...
You went real Nickelodeon just then.
Well, because you said Raven, that's and so then Sam. She did a whole thing.
That's so Sam. Sam's like...
Know. I don't know. What is she, though?
She's
just...
What is Raven?
She just sees the
she's
future.
She's just Raven.
Oh, she sees the future? Okay. Yeah. That feels like a witch quality.
Oh, I'm not so Raven. I thought
not
you were just
Raven
asking...
Not Raven Simone is a woman.
What is she about? I'm like, she's...
She's a lady,
she's
God damn it.
She's a talk show host?
She's on the View now. Is it the View?
To Ride a Silver Broom...
I don't know.
To Ride a Silver Broomstick, New Generation of Witchcraft by author... Oh, it's definitely by Llewellyn Publications because they publish everything about witchcraft ever and spells, and I can't find an author's
name. What's her name?
I know. Description. You'd think...
I think it's like Silver Ravenwolf or something.
Silver Ravenwolf.
Yeah! I knew it.
Yeah.
You were right.
But it's fucking badass.
Over 300,000 sold.
Oh, I was one of those.
She got you.
Oh my God, I've never been in such a smaller group of people.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm one of those 300,000 people. I think I bought it twice, so I'm two of them.
Yeah, you're
I bought it
you're
when I was...
one 150,000. You're one math. Yeah.
I'm one math.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're yeah, part
no,
of it.
No,
you're
I,
part
I,
of the fucking
because I remember I got the book witches. and I was like, we're gonna fucking fly tonight.
Yeah.
I got this book about how to ride a silver broomstick. I don't have a silver broomstick, but I have some brooms. We're gonna ride them. We didn't.
And the approved.
I mean, I in my way. My yeah. in my stupid
not like
brain,
witches and bitches broomstick
no.
use.
No, no, that was a hump action.
Yeah.
And my brain, I was convinced as like I want to say I was only I was. Old as eight, and I'm like, at 8 years old, I feel like you should have a little bit more of a grasp on reality, but apparently I did not.
No way.
No.
Well, at eight?
Eight, I was convinced. Like, I was like, girl, you've got to get to my house tonight because I've got our flying route already mapped out. We are going to do this spell, and we're flying around the roof.
I think it's awesome.
That's cute.
It yeah. didn't happen.
Eight, but that's, see, we, yeah, that's appropriate.
I never assumed I was going to fly yeah. anywhere, but we did, we did
you
go.
You got the wrong,
you didn't assume.
You got the wrong book.
Like, I was like, I was like going to summon some weird shit,
dude, that's
or I was going to
yeah.
like change some shit. My brother and I went to a witchy store down the street from our house and got a book of spells, got some herbs,
you get some,
a
like,
couple
crystals
stones,
and candles and stuff.
Yes, of course, all of it. And then the like recipe would call for goat's hair. So we'd go outside and find a cat and like try to get some cat hair. Like,
that's
so
the
it's
same.
Like,
it's like
you know,
an urban goat.
Yeah.
An urban goat.
That's definitely how I think
gross.
Of
goat. Now I'm thinking of goat yeah. cheese, but it being like cat cheese.
Cat milk.
Cat cheese and cat milk. Yum.
You can BRB,
you gotta go milk a cat.
Yeah, I gotta milk a cat.
Whatever.
I don't think they would stand for that.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately,
their
none of our like
so tiny.
Spells worked. Or I'm just not aware
yeah.
that they have worked. Because they could have. I mean, I try to, like,
yeah.
you know.
You don't know.
Put some evil spells
well,
on some people.
And when Sandra Bullock sent for the man with one blue eye and one green, whose favorite shape was a star.
His eye would
to,
not
like,
stop changing back. Because
they never fucking. I watched in the beginning. It was like, he has two of the same color
eyes. They're blue.
Don't fucking lie to me.
And then when she looks at him, he's moving his eye back and forth. And you can see that they used effects in post-production
yeah.
to change his eye to green.
Yeah.
Because when he moves his eye,
it
goes off.
A
it slides off. And then it's there. And then it's off. And then it's there. And
you know what? I'll allow it.
Yeah.
My mom was like, he looks too old for her. And I was just
no.
like, he looks fine, Mom. I don't know how old these people
He's
are.
He's handsome. He's handsome. I thought the weirdest part was when they show him as a kid just sitting on the back of a horse in a field. Just sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck is this kid doing? Just sitting in this field, backwards on a horse, just chilling. And then rose petals fall from the sky.
Well, here's my question.
His parents
too.
Were probably in their house trying to figure out how to ride a silver broomstick.
Who's the writer for that movie? I wonder.
I was a book.
Oh, who wrote
really?
The book? No, not to write, not the silver broomstick though.
No, the Practical Magic
oh.
was a book, and then it was turned into a movie. But I don't know who it's by. But I think
so I'm wondering,
gonna
like,
do some googling for us.
Who came up with the idea of a man on
but
a horse
like,
backwards with roses
I think
falling?
It's just...
No. It's not that the flowers that just have to do with the spell. It's like a true love spell. But she picks
these qualities that can never happen.
Yeah, that she wants in a man. But they're such common qualities. But
yeah.
I guess not every... normally, a person wouldn't be able to do all of them at the same time. Because it's
yeah.
like, I have one green eye, one blue eye... favorite shape is a star, which I don't have a favorite shape.
I
know,
okay. People have that.
I don't know.
Because she never
I guess
wanted
that
to
is
fall
an
in
unlikely
love.
Quality.
So she wanted to summon a man that didn't exist because that would be her true love, so she'd never fall in love. Because her mom, you know, their true love's always died, and then it's a whole thing. She didn't want to do it. And then her sister was like, I
fuck
can't
this,
wait
getting
to fall
laid.
In love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fall in love, I think it was just more just like...
Well, no, she
was
felt
she
was
down
she
to get down.
She was searching for love.
In
she
was
places.
Infatuated. True. Infatuated
at pool
with
parties.
Life. And men.
Yeah.
And cigarettes.
She's great, though. That's
yeah.
good for her.
I did learn, like, a lot from that movie, which I'm not even entirely sure is anywhere near real, because I don't know if the author did any research before making the book, but I know that whenever I see, like, a ring around whenever the ring around the moon, I'm
mm-hmm.
like, trouble is close.
Blood
that
moon.
That I actually know about moon. That. The ring around the moon means there's trouble a lot of moisture in the air. Sailors used to use it to know that the storm was coming, which would mean trouble was on the way. So that would be where
there
comes from. Trouble is on the way.
Well, and then I know, and then the Blood Moon is.
Here's the thing.
That's such a good
with
movie.
With witchcraft,
well, it was I'm so kind of like, but good.
I don't want. No, it's not bad.
No, no, what like mean? It. What? It was like a box office, like pretty much a failure when it came out. Yeah.
That hurts me now.
It's a cult classic now because people became like so obsessed with it.
Every girl I know, I shouldn't say girl.
Well, we were kids though.
Now.
It's totally different. It got like shit on by critics.
Every woman I know, like, is so down when I'm like, hey, let's watch Practical Magic. You're like, yeah, let's watch it.
It's very good.
Well, it doesn't have to. It's not like a piece of cinema. It's just a really
cinema.
It's really good. It's like a good fun film. Fun. It's like
there are so many worse things out there than that movie. Oh, yeah. That movie's fucking good.
Which is what I tried to watch. Oh, sorry. Good. Let me say something funny about that. Witchboard, more like witch. No.
Oh.
Pardon me, I'm part comedian.
So it just says that part? For the Blood Moon and Practical Magic that it's there's trouble ahead there's or danger is near.
Okay.
Danger. Oh wait, what did I say? Blood Magic?
Blood Moon.
Yeah, no, you did it.
Danger is near.
What's the circle around it then?
Trouble not far behind. Then maybe the blood's just danger or something.
So the moon is basically a magic eight ball because it sounds like things magic eight ball. Those are like,
well, and then like, if a broom falls over, that means someone's coming.
What was made first, Hocus Pocus or Practical Magic? Because
Practical Magic came out in 1998.
So Hocus Pocus was probably before that.
Let's Google it.
Because in Practical Magic,
I only know that it was 98 because they said it in the movie the other day. Yeah.
They ask all the moms to come and bring a broom, and then one lady brings a dustbuster, and they're like, oh, that's all she had, how wacky, it's funny.
Yeah.
But then, in Hocus Pocus, she rides a vacuum, right?
Yeah, she does. She rides a vacuum.
Hocus Pocus is 93, so they take the win. So. Yeah.
I remember being in, I think I was in kindergarten when I went to a sleepover to watch it, and I almost didn't get to go to the sleepover because I had, I want to say, self-defense. Kicked a young boy in the balls. He had been fucking with me, like, you know.
I feel like statistically, it was probably self-defense.
Yeah, I think it was self-defense.
It's a safe bet.
So I almost wasn't able to go to the sleepover, and I was like, well, fuck, we're gonna watch Hocus Pocus. I'm 5 years old, screaming, fuck, I can't watch Hocus Pocus.
I can picture you being 5 years old and saying, fuck, I can't watch Hocus Pocus.
Well, I did get the game that I made up called Live Action Jurassic Park banned at the school.
That sounds great, dude.
Dude, I wish I knew you when I was growing up.
Yeah, no, I was a fun kid.
Open the Topo Chico real quick.
No, you would have got me in trouble for sure. I was too busy trying to get myself out of trouble.
I at least six kids in the entirety of me growing up from being a small child to being
a small adult,
a graduate of college. Ah, or a graduate of high school, at least six kids were banned from hanging out with me.
Yeah. My group of friends were legally banned from hanging out with each other. We were...
What'd you guys do?
Smashed mailboxes.
Bummer.
Oh, I went to
how cliche, you 80s born freak.
No, it was because we used to watch Days Infused all the time. We were like, that looks super fun.
This is so bad, but one time we were smashing mailboxes... And it was like my go, and we were in the car, right, cruising by. I'm a very small person, like small, even smaller in these days. Here I go, gonna smash this regular old plastic mailbox. Funny, it's metal, and it's on a metal post. So guess what? My arms just start vibrating. My whole body starts vibrating, and I think I'm gonna lose my limbs because I hit it so hard. Oh, and it was just all steel. And
that's
I'm just like,
fucking universe saying, "Don't be a shitty kid."
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what you'd get.
Guess what? That was
you
the last time I did
kid.
That.
You were rascally.
That was the last time I did that. And I was that, like, was, that yes. was
this.
And
now you won't fucking do it again.
Bummer.
1 point, universe.
All right. Well,
anyways.
So, you know, being a shitty kid doesn't just automatically mean you're like a bad kid, though.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you're just
figuring shit out.
Trouble. Yeah. And,
If you're a rascal and you're listening, it gets better.
Was anybody else like a total weirdo in high school, or is it just me?
Oh, it was a super big weirdo.
Super.
Super. Like, I...
Sam's
I
just, being quiet.
I just had, oh, she was just, so popular. She no, had was, blonde hair.
No, I was not. I had, like, two best friends. I played sports, and I wore a lot of menswear.
Okay, weird.
I have such a weird picture in my head.
Dude,
right now.
I will show... I was a different menswear. Lady. I was, like, my parents were probably, like,
you
like
shopped
if
at
you
big
want
and tall?
To come out, it's fine. Do it.
Like, did you wear, like vests and button-ups? And...
No, I just she wore a lot like of Katie things Lange. That didn't right. fit me. Like, a lot of, like, big old baggy jeans with holes in the knees and, like, basketball jerseys and, like, you know. It was not... I was sporty and I liked school and I had a couple friends. And
where'd
I had
you grow up?
Scottsdale, Arizona, man.
Okay.
I know. I was... It was a...
No, that's a pass.
Yeah, I was figuring shit
People
out.
People shouldn't live in Arizona.
I used to spend my summers in Scottsdale.
Did you really?
Yeah. My dad
really? Has bad associations.
How the hell
like,
did you... Did you guys ever bump into each other? That would be magical.
I wouldn't really? Know because she would have been like 5.
And you would have been...
Like 10?
Yeah. They never mix.
Yeah. Back in my days when I hung out with kindergartners.
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah. My dad had a business in, or he still does, in Phoenix, Arizona, and we would always stay in Scottsdale because he didn't like to stay in Phoenix.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was there doing something.
Your lines are
wearing baggy
across.
Pants.
I saw the faculty for the
I was a different
second
girl.
Time there.
I wasn't popular. I just, but like, I wasn't cool enough to be weird. I was just there.
Yeah. I got made in high school. I got an in-school suspension.
I thought you were about to tell me you were on fucking made, and I was going to ask a lot of questions.
No.
I want to be a dancer.
I got, I was in in-school suspension with this super popular girl, Bethany Monticello, and I had her cracking up all day, and she's like, you're not going to be unpopular anymore. Meet me at the mall today. She like literally vouched for me with all the popular kids. And everyone liked me. No one messed with me after that day.
I what? Feel like your life could be a movie.
That's
yeah.
fun.
Your life could
Shout
be like a fun
her.
A
yeah,
fun
Bethany
movie.
Monticello.
That's
I guess the
90s, cool.
Then.
What yeah. a cool lady.
Like yeah, that didn't happen to me. I went and started sitting at the popular table, and they all said, oh, she does drugs, and then switched to a new table. And I didn't do drugs. Their friends who invited me to the table did drugs.
Yeah.
I just happened to be riding along.
Yeah.
Because I'm fun.
Yeah, you're fun.
I was definitely the drug girl. But it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I survived.
I became a big fan of taking that drug that makes you really want to just dance and hang out in clubs, typically
MDMA?
Located in Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Ibiza. We're going to Ibiza.
We're going to Ibiza. MDMA, Molly?
Well, back
was
in the day...
Was it called Molly back
no,
then?
It was ecstasy. It was, you never knew what it was mixed with.
Yeah.
Parents were warning against it. It could be mixed
so.
With, yeah. We once went to try to get some, and we were like, hey, let's... Oh, wait, no, we're not supposed to talk about illegal drugs on this, so let's just scratch
okay.
that.
We'll edit that.
We can't?
You can yeah, say so. That they don't do them.
Don't do them. Don't do drugs.
But
let's say...
Because if you're a kid.
Technically, I once bought legal drugs because I thought I was getting illegal drugs, and then they were aspirin. And then my friend Lauren took them anyway just in case.
Your back felt so much better.
And then that headache was gone.
And then I felt fucking great all night long. Okay, now that we've gone a good 10 minutes off the craft, would you come on?
Well, Outcasts.
Yeah, Outcasts fits.
Oh, yeah, Outcasts.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're back.
I was definitely an outcast. I had two older brothers, and then I was just their baby sister, so everyone already knew, like, of me or knew I was the little sister, so that was, like, annoying already, because I was like, fuck, I would like to just be known for me, not known, you know, because everybody knows my two older brothers.
Yeah.
Whatever. I went through, like, every phase possible, good and quiet, a little experimental phase, and then I think my final high school stage was an emo cheerleader. But, yeah, so very relatable to the craft. I feel like each one of those girls at one stage in my life.
Oh, look at that.
You nice. Know? That's how you got to relate to things. And, of course, Sarah was, like, come in, like, way nicer, goody-two-shoe, like, kind of, like, outcast, but not quite as edgy as the rest. But, okay, what I really like is when Sarah starts to, like, come into herself, and then Nancy gets, like, really offended and, like, kind of, like...
I gotta look up the names.
Nancy's Frusa Bulk. She has curly black hair. Mm-hmm. Sarah's the main girl.
Yeah,
she's from
great lips.
Yeah, she's from Empire Records. She actually had filmed Empire Records right before The Craft, so she's wearing a wig the entire time. Because they actually do shave her head in that movie.
Wigs that they put on her.
Oh my god, I know. For some reason, when people are wearing a wig, they're like, let's just make it, like, stick straight up in the front so everybody can see that it's coming out of their head.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody wears their hair like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, if you remember The Craft, if you've ever watched it, or you can look it up, Nancy's hair looks fucking awful. Yeah. I mean, or in my opinion, it looks awful if you think otherwise.
You know, it's hard out here for a short-haired girl with a lot of layers. Like, I feel like I had to defend her a little because, I mean, short hair sucks. I'm like, yeah, I have it right now, and like, you can't do much with it.
Well, medium-length short hair is tough.
But like, also well, it's like 90s. It's like the like chin, a little bit past the chin, with a bunch of layers. No, it's not short hair that sucks. It's layers.
Layers that suck.
But, I mean, I feel like that is a staple of the 90s. Like so many women had short haircuts.
Well, and she was edgy as fuck.
Yeah, like Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. Oh, my gosh. Total babe of the 90s. Come on. Not just like, but like.
Babes of the 90s. Nev Campbell. She gets all that weird shit off her back.
The burn.
But it doesn't even look like a burn when they go to like rub it off and it's showing her sexy back underneath it. It just looks kind of like some pork rinds.
I was thinking that you meant Nev Campbell in real life, and I was like, what did she have on her back that was bad?
No, character.
That was my friend's moment, but in reverse.
The character. She has like these severe burns, but when they show them, they don't even look like burns. It looks like crackling.
Yeah.
They gotta, you know. Cast that shit off.
Well, you know, there's actually like something in the special.
You're trying to get my attention. Tina's just waving her hands to demonstrate skin removal.
Demonstrate doing a spell.
And I was like, what? I'm right here.
Well, you know, they actually have a deleted scene in the special features on the DVD where it's actually the spell that she does to get rid of it, other than her rocking back and forth, being like, please take my scars. Please take my scars. Like Sarah actually does a spell on her. Because in the end, she thanks Sarah. And she's like, it's all because of you. But you're like, what? All you did was wave your arms around her.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the deleted scene. Maybe that was like the last version that I watched.
Oh, no. That happens in it. Okay. But in the deleted scene, it's Sarah like saying an actual spell. Like doing an actual spell on her. Where in the actual like film release, Sarah's moving her arms over her while Nev Campbell leans over and she's rocking back and forth saying, please take my scars or whatever.
Party.
I have the DVD and I'm a loser.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So we're watching the clip from Craft when Sarah gets home and there's like snakes and shit everywhere. And I mean, lizards, I like those.
Yeah.
I don't like spiders.
Spiders and rats.
I don't know about rats. If they're small enough to look like mice, I'm okay.
Not into maggots. No.
I mean, I think the combination of everything is most certainly terrifying. I wouldn't want to cross any of these paths. Oh, I love a solid
turtlenecks are kind of awesome. Your neck is warm.
It elongates your torso.
Oh my god, it totally does.
I had
like,
a turtleneck.
I love her whole outfit, even though I know it's her school outfit. She's currently wearing a blue hoodie.
Oh my gosh, there's
a turtleneck
many snakes
and a skirt.
Everywhere.
Hoodie, white turtleneck.
Think it's like, no, even if you are down.
See,
with
fuck
I'm down
that
with
noise. Yeah. Fuck but seeing like, an entire wall,
a
mass door
quantity
full
of
snakes.
Any creature kind of gets gross.
Yeah, swarms are gross.
Yeah. It's just grody.
Now, I would think it was kind of funny if I saw, like, a boa constrictor or something gigantic just on my stairwell.
But
because,
one,
like,
yeah,
oh my God.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, like, no, that's rad as shit.
That's badass, but, like...
It's Britney.
Too many of...
I would have left my fucking house.
Honestly,
fuck
I don't know why
shit.
She keeps walking
scorpions?
Further and further into her
She's
house.
Like, let Enjoy me go to beer. The bathroom.
No.
Thank you. Okay, so maggots coming out of the toilet.
Cockroaches
filtering out of the fucking
And she's like, I'm gonna get in the shower. There are rats following on her. But I don't know, if she had sang to them, they might have, you know, helped her out a little.
Don't
This shit is not okay. Yeah, duh.
That harbors the creatures.
Louder, I don't want to go faster. Anywhere where, like, I'm in a small area and, like, see she's about to pop up and say that shit.
Oh, I had such a crush on Farooza Balk. I still do.
If I was as pathetic as you are, I would have killed myself ages ago. You
She was actually pretty hot at Waterboy.
Bruisable?
Yeah, like when she's like trashy as hell.
Yeah, I think she's. I think she's.
She's like a. She's got like really a really beautiful face, or like her yeah. features are beautiful.
Yeah.
She's just.
And she has scary. like those eyes that can see through your soul.
Yeah.
Bitch, I can't believe that. That makes me so upset.
That's a super shitty thing to say, but.
Well, it's a super shitty thing to do to your friend.
Yeah.
And then the other two girls no try to how be mad like you're the other at them. Two girls try to be like. We're so sorry. Like, we don't know what we were doing. Like, you know, it Nancy was crazy. Joke. It was just a joke. Just we slit your wrist and waited for you to die. Ha ha ha.
It's the 90s version of it's just a prank, bro.
It's just a prank, bro. No, people run into the room and she's dying on the floor and they're like, you got punked.
Like, which is the aughts version of the teens version of the 90s version of it's just a prank, bro.
Dude, my brain just exploded through my ears.
I'm sorry.
Like, actually, no, the headphones are uncomfortable now because it's full of brain.
Did you guys ever do Light as a Feather,
Stiff
as
a Porn? Yeah. I was going to ask
that. Oh, we talked about that in the Urban Legend episode. Yeah, no, that's...
Stiff as a Porn.
I learned about that. I learned about it in this movie.
Yeah.
You know what I just thought of from the Halloween podcast that we did? Where it's like, so would you rather drown or be a witch?
Be a witch.
I'd rather be a witch.
No, was would you rather drown or be burned at the stake? And you just looked at me.
Like, I'd rather be a fucking witch.
I'd rather be a fucking witch, you stupid.
And they were saying it's anything.
Third option.
Third option.
So would you rather, like, get stabbed to death? I'd rather be a witch.
I'd rather be a witch.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a witch, Josh.
If your mom and your brother were drowning in a lake and you had to only save one, you had only time to save one, what would you do?
Be a witch.
Be a witch and save both.
There you go.
Yeah.
Final answer. Final answer.
Well, no. Did anybody do like the sweet things from... So we all did, you know, Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board, like seeing like, the craft. Like, did you do... I totally would try to hold a pencil and see if I could get it to make it stand.
Yeah.
And if I could just fucking do that, then I was going to be like, I'm a fucking witch.
I definitely did binding stuff. I used to practice witchcraft.
I still do binding stuff. Keeping negative energy... Yeah. In its place and away from me.
Yeah.
Which sounds stupid to some people, but you know, fuck you. Yeah. I do what I want to do. Like, I do what I need to do to make my brains work okay. And my brains go, okay, we have to bind the people who are trying to harm us with their negative energy.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's
good.
It's manifestation. I've done it
since I was a kid.
I like it. I think, I used to seriously pursue witchcraft when I was going from Christianity all the way to nihilism, and now I've kind of come back to being like, I'm not sure what anything is. But on the way there, I had like a good 5-year chunk of practicing magic seriously.
Did we talk about this the last episode where I said that I went back to Christianity for about 5 seconds? Well, then I was on a plane like 2 weeks ago because I get very turbulent.
Yeah.
And I was like, save me, God.
I had to mentally make myself not pray when I got nervous on planes because I was like, man, you're copping out. You're being a shit atheist.
Even if anyone's listening, they're like, fuck you. You haven't done this shit in years.
Right.
Now you're scared and you're like,
oh, now you're calling me?
Great.
I'm sure like...
It's like the late night text at the ex. You're like, hey, what do you think? What do
you
have to...
Want me?
Yeah.
Oh, now you don't
love yourself. Enjoy your plane crash,
my ex-girlfriend, God.
We all know
the Old Testament definitely a salty bitch back then.
Just fucking listen, man. It's
so fine. that scene with the snakes and bugs.
Yeah. Thanks, Tina.
They had to bring in 3,000 bugs, rats, and snakes for that scene.
What? They're fucking real?
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't do it.
Scene. That's all CGI.
I bet a shitload of bugs is cheaper than CGI.
Well, yeah. I didn't think they had actual snakes coming out of her fingers.
Well, no, but I kind of just assumed that they had bugs crawling on her face. Well, I mean, they're paying you for that. I don't know. Yeah, that was CGI. But
you would have to be paying me a lot of money to have me walk through a room where there... I mean,
like Hollywood actress money?
Yeah. I mean, but like... I don't know.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't like it. That. Like, she was Empire Records and Encino Man. She was never, like, really the lead girl. She was always, like, the side girl. Like, the main girl's best friend or the main girl's friend, you know?
Yeah.
I'm worried about the welfare of the animals. Shit.
The bugs or the snakes?
The bugs
don't give a fuck, but the scorpions are like...
Well, they were probably... Like cool bugs? They were probably happy to be in that scene.
The rats, I don't want the rats to die. I definitely don't want the snakes to be hurt.
I don't mind rats. I mind their diseases.
Yeah, but I don't think they just really got, disease. Like, they rounded up a bunch of fucking street rats. They probably got...
Yeah, they're not like, get to the sewers, we're making a movie.
I've seen street rats. They are a lot
street
bigger
rats
than
are real big.
Like, those are
yeah,
like some
they
Petco
look like
rats.
You're like, look at that crazy fast squirrel, and then
no,
where'd all its trail fur go?
Yeah, it's they're huge. They're
no, and they're terrifying.
They're like Rico.
They're sized. Like they're like little splinters.
Oh, and they don't give a fuck.
Oh no, they'll attack.
They'll attack and they'll stare at you if you get close because they're just like, yeah, come at me.
I don't
bro.
Like anything to stare at me.
I'm driving here.
I like Rico to stare at me. He's cute.
You're not using your. Your hemorrhoid pill tonight. she was sitting in Rico's bed the other night.
I don't know. It felt right, man.
The craft.
Craft. It's great.
It's great.
It's definitely a staple.
Well, can we just say, I know we say one thing about how unbelievably racist and awful Christine, what's her face's character
oh my God,
is in that
Christine
movie?
Christine Taylor.
Christine Taylor's
She's
character.
Great though.
And then when her hair starts falling out and stuff, you're just like. Yes.
Good.
Fuck you, you racist bitch.
Yeah.
She is a bitch, but she's so pretty. How can she not play a bitch?
But then she wears a wig, and you're like, really, that one? Still better than Sarah's.
Yeah, that's true. But to be fair, Rochelle's character, Rachel, in real life, she looks exactly the same today as she does in that film.
I was just trying to look at it then and now, and it cut off their faces for now.
Oh my gosh, no. I'll show you.
You gotta click on the ad to see what happened next.
It's like a fucking thing. Oh, she's absolutely beautiful.
Wait,
she
what
looks
year was
so
the craft? 96? 95?
96.
Yeah. Was it right before Scream?
It was right around Scream.
Well, I think Scream's 96, right?
Okay. Just real quick. This is Rachel True, 2017.
No fucking way.
Yes.
Holy
she lives
shit.
Off, like, juices and shit. She Wait, what?
She's a juicetarian?
No, she literally, like...
Yeah,
like,
there's people
like,
who drink just juices.
Like, super people? Yeah, she's a super person.
I would say that's a superpower. Like, literally...
She just lives very healthy,
God,
but...
only drinking juice? Yeah, that is a superpower.
I'm not saying that she only drinks juices, but juices is very, like... important in her diet.
She looks like from 20 years ago the same.
Fucking annoying, man.
So I watched Suspiria, which is my favorite horror movie.
Woo!
Dario Argento,
the fucking Italian king.
Yeah, it's I definitely think it's a corner piece of the horror genre. I had to laugh though. My roommate, I'd forgotten that I made my roommate watch it 8 years ago. When I used to live out here in Austin, because the soundtrack is so distinct. The Goblin soundtrack is amazing. And
my roommate had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, he hears it and he's like, are you watching that weird ballet horror movie? I was like, yeah, man, I am watching that weird ballet horror movie.
I like that description.
And I also had a good laugh when she's at her first school lesson. And she's like, she's feeling shitty because she just had a knife shined at her, which is probably some spell thing. They never really clear about it. And she's like, I don't want to dance. I'm feeling weak. And then they make her do it anyway. And like everyone's getting ahead of her in like their dance routine. And all I can think about is like every time I've gone to a first class at a workout place and I'm the one falling behind. I'm like, everyone's like running back doing laps and I'm like one lap behind and people are laughing. People are like, you're doing a good job. Like everyone's being like enthusiastically helpful. And I'm just like, fuck, man.
Like, fuck you. I'm, no, I'm not. No,
yeah, don't patronize me. Shit. Yeah, so it's like me at CrossFit, basically, in that scene for her. There's gross, there's so much amazing, the stabbing scene in the first kill scene.
The first kill scene, yeah.
It's beautiful, but it's so also beautiful. The most, like, I don't know how they did the stab scene. I don't know if it's just typical, like, shrinking knife, but it looks like real stabbing. It gives me goosebumps every time. It's such a...
You do have goosebumps. I see them.
Yeah. Fun fact, just things that I know. Did you know that Dario Argento, whenever you see a hand coming out and stabbing people in his movies, that's him?
Really?
Yeah. It's just like one of the random things I picked up over the years. Huh.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
The more you know.
I've been getting shocked by Dario Argento's hands this whole time. Yeah,
Dario Argento's just stabbing the shit out of people all over the place.
All the kills in that are really vicious.
Yeah, they are. Like, crawling... That was, like, the first crawling through the wire kind of thing.
Yep, when she gets dumped in the room full of barbed wire.
Yeah, fuck that. There's, like,
yeah.
Well, this other bitch is just passing out all the time.
Yeah. The whole thing is it's a school in the Black Forest in Germany where they're trying to resurrect an old witch, right?
Right, yeah. And I thought the whole time that, like, what was happening to her was, like, she was a witch who was meant to join their coven.
Right.
But
she was just providing more...
Yeah.
More, like, material to make the witch become a thing.
Right.
So they're killing, like, beautiful, youthful, skinny ballet girls in the German woods. Everyone's really mean. Like, it makes me think of, it's like everyone, Americans fear of, like, going to Europe and everyone's just kind of a dick to you.
Yeah.
Because you don't speak the language. And she's, her name's Susie. And she's, like, just this nice, unassuming girl. She's trying to be, like, connect with people. And, like, everyone's just like, you don't speak German?
You don't speak German. She's like, I'm Susie. My favorite movie, Center Stage.
God, Center Stage is a good movie.
Oh my God, I love that movie. You know, I once watched it completely naked, eating a cheeseburger, like, on the floor, drunk as hell. And that was one of the happiest moments of my entire life.
Who's the guy from Baywatch who's the Hoff?
Hasselhoff. Yeah, that's
a good thing. So you pulled a David Hasselhoff. Like, have you ever seen drunk Hasselhoff with a cheeseburger?
Much cleaner with my blue cheeseburger. Thank you very much.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, everybody go,
it's
stop.
So good.
Watch David Hasselhoff drunk eating a cheeseburger. His daughter basically shames him into quitting alcohol by putting this on the internet.
Also, like, to the core, so fucking sad.
Yeah, it was super sad.
Like, imagine watching your father do that and be like, Dad, like, you need to stop. And he's just like...
He's like, no, it's so good.
Like, the more you think about it, the more you're like, Jesus fucking
Christ.
Yeah,
it bums you out, but it's also,
but then you're
like
alcoholism is hilarious.
Yeah.
Tell me how Susie becomes infested with maggots.
In Suspiria?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't really become infested with maggots. The roof, they get a shipment of tainted meats, and the entire roof, the entire, like, dorm floor, people start being like, shit's falling on me, what's falling on me? And then, like, people start pulling stuff out of their hair, and it's maggots. And so the entire, like, everyone's, like, in the hallway being like, ugh, like, it's falling on everybody because there was some tainted meat up in the end. That's what they said.
How did it get through the friggin', you know?
They were getting deliveries out in the German woods, so they would store the dried meats, but apparently they get there, and it's a lot of maggots just all over the place, and they have all these, like, weird close-up shots of, like, people's feet smushing on and killing them, which is weird and gross, and it's, that whole movie just has so much visceral, like, it evokes, like, this primal response in your body when you watch it. Like,
man,
so many scenes
in
that
movie.
I feel
like I would have grabbed a comforter, threw it over my head, and ran out of the room.
I was thinking, I was like, why doesn't someone, like, have an umbrella up or a book over their head?
Because that's bad luck, Pony.
I would be fine with... I think it's worse luck to have maggots in your hair.
That's true. I feel like your luck can't get much worse if it's raining maggots.
Yeah, if it's raining maggots.
It's raining maggots. Hallelujah, it's raining maggots.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one.
They're called mealworms because they're for meals.
Mm. Are so disgusting because they're just like these squishy little soft pulsating things.
Pulsating, and they have like the little black like dot on the other side.
Yeah, the little
like
fucking
dot.
Thing.
The thing that's going to be their gross fly head when they grow up.
Disgusting.
And the fuck? You know, like, I can look at a human baby and be like, yeah, no, that's going to become a person. I mean, not that it wasn't already a person, but it's gonna become an adult human being. It's gonna cocoon. When I look at a fucking maggot, and then I look at a fly, and I'm like, how did that come about?
This is really interesting.
We like to play a game called Sam Face the Mic.
I like to relax.
Stop showing us pictures of maggots. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I
know, but see,
why is that
show?
One so big? It looks like a dildo.
It's like a grub.
That is not chill.
What?
That's like a larva of something.
The big floppy slimy kind.
Jesus Christ, Brooke. Where do you shop for dildos?
Man.
No!
Oh, that was definitely closer to.
No, the third picture's worse.
Okay, just to let.
Why are you still in the third picture? So
look at that's pasta. That's not maggots.
That is just pasta.
I mean, that's like fusilli or whatever.
Rotini.
Rotini. If you want to join in,
Google maggots.
Google image the word maggots.
And keep scrolling in, and then let the vegan/vegetarian kick in you, and scroll right back up, and then realize that it's not much better up there either.
Yeah,
it's bad. Just like an.
Suspiria.
But it's not like it can change subjects back to Suspiria and then be off the topic of maggots.
So maggots. Continuing on.
That was rough, but I mean, pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like maggots are already gross if you see one, and then the whole thing of like too many of one thing is just gross on its own.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and you never just see one maggot. Gross.
Fuck, grody. No, thank you.
What did we all watch recently? We watched Murder Party together.
Yes.
And the hot dog art film. Where she's getting hot dogs thrown. I was thinking of too many of one thing. I was trying to think of too many of one things that's just funny.
Hot dogs. There's too many hot dogs being thrown at a lady in a bathtub.
That's one of my, it reminded me of one of my favorite gifts where the girl's just opening her mouth up and somebody's throwing like a whole bunch of hot dogs at her
and
face.
And it's slow-mo and they're all wobbly.
Yeah, they're all just wobbling under her face and she's just like,
You can't have too much of a good thing.
What did you watch?
Oh, well, you can ask me.
I don't care.
Whoa. Oh, you don't care? Jesus.
Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
I don't even fucking care anymore. Right. I'm mean. Remember me?
Yeah, you're the main character.
I'm the mean character in this podcast. Bitches, you're ugly.
I watch something in a mirror, that is probably celebrated in a different way. The Wicker Man. 2006. Not a good one. I mean, it's good ass value.
It's value.
The value it has
is not the intended value that it was there in producing it. I feel.
Yeah.
I love it. It went rogue.
But I love it all the more for that.
Oh my God, will you find the weird remix video where it's just like him yelling bees over and over again?
There's so many
or just him punching all the women.
Hitting women's not funny.
Hitting women's not funny.
But in the context of that movie,
we're already like hitting
another controversial topic.
It is the way in which they handle it. You are like, this is fucking bananas.
Yeah, it's the delivery.
It is violence towards women,
terrible. Nick Cage.
Yes, we are watching
casual violence towards women. You are like, who is allowing?
We are currently watching.
That's what's funny.
Yeah, Nick Cage punching and kicking.
Turn it up so we can like vaguely hear it in the.
Yeah, I know. As long as we make fun of it, we're allowed to talk about it.
Because
we're allowed to
Nick
play
Cage
it.
Nick Cage is the only man in the movie.
Yeah, because we're commenting on it.
Or well, he's supposed to be. On the island. On
I
the island
really
he is.
Like that you just said that,
and then just walked into a room full of men.
But on the island.
He's the only man on the island, but at this bar, whew, it's guys' night.
That's where all six of them are.
The original Wicker Man's a great movie, though.
This has, you know.
But witches.
Is different.
Witches and bitches,
Dropkick,
man.
Hang on.
She's just wearing a hat. Let her wear her hat.
You wait a minute. Do you have permission to charge in here and just
No! I don't need anybody's goddamn.
Goddamn right, it's Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage could do whatever he wants because he's a man in a suit who like just runs around this weird town. Wants you to get out of his fucking way.
I just think of him yelling the ABCs in that one movie all the time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
ABC.
So good.
You know, when you watch it like this, it just seems like it's a movie about Nicolas Cage going and, like, terrorizing this this poor town.
Like, no wonder they burned him
away. Yeah, they were like, this motherfucker just showed up and started attacking everybody. Nick Cage shows up.
Jesus.
He just knocked the shit out of her.
It's like a discomfort humor. It's like a...
Yeah, because
it's like
it's
a, that
more
was
like,
a choice you made
well,
in a
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. That's
also,
the fucking thing.
Also, they're witches. Were for, like, they're not
they
just
are,
women.
They, yeah, yeah, they do kind of...
Hey, you know...
Oh, my God.
Equality for witches.
I Lily say, Sobieski.
If I'm Feeling Trapped.
Oh, yeah.
She's fucking cool. She was in this. Yeah.
She's great. Glass House. Saw that too young.
Oh, hey, don't throw stones at glass houses if you live in them.
I feel like there's a better
play
one.
Play the bees one. Play the bees.
This is four minutes.
So long.
No, play just the, when he's just like, bees. Hello? Nick Cage. Bees.
Well, the first time I fucking saw this movie.
Oh my god, it's the first thing that pops up. Go back.
It's incredible.
No, no, no. Get rid of the K. See?
He doesn't have a
when
K
you type
name?
NIC into YouTube,
not the bees. Very first
thing is Nicolas Cage bees. Why is it
no,
so? Why
is there
no
sound?
There
it is.
Why is it so?
We gotta let it buffer. Go back.
You know what? I really don't like being in control of this.
We're just trying to watch
these. I don't like everyone telling me what to do.
I apologize.
Oh, will work now. No, go to a different one. This one's just bad. This one's bad.
Oh my gosh. This is not getting any better.
Yeah, just go back.
There we go.
This one should work, right?
There we go.
Not the bass!
Like, honestly, wouldn't you try to stand as still as possible so you don't irritate them? Instead of just, like, immediately panicking and freaking the fuck out?
Not the bass!
Let's see.
But they're in my eyes.
Well, Sam, why are they doing...
What are you
writing
now? I'm Dr.
Miles
Manners. Okay, it's 2 minutes.
Doctor, that's
kind of
cool.
That
I like bees.
Relevant.
I do like bees.
It had to do with bees.
I thought this was relevant. It had to do with bees.
Well, first time I ever watched this movie was sophomore year of college, probably. And I got home from my little job at a yogurt store, and I got a 6-pack of beer. It was like a 12-pack by myself.
Wait, how old were you again?
Sophomore in college. Oh,
okay, I thought you said sophomore. I didn't hear
picking
the college
up part.
And it was. It was like a summer, so nobody was fucking in town. And my roommate was at her boyfriend's house, and I just got wasted and watched this movie and lost my fucking mind. Because essentially it's about Nicolas Cage is a cop, and he gets like a fucking letter or something from his ex-fiance. He goes, it's that her daughter is missing. And he goes to help her find the daughter. And she lives on this fucking island. And...
Can we pause? What the fuck? I'm so distracted. I can't even listen.
Keep talking. Sorry.
Well, okay. So, yeah. He gets a letter from his ex-fiance. She's like, my fucking daughter's missing.
Wait,
help me find her. Whatever.
Too much noise.
And... Oh. Brooke, you're scaring me.
Keep talking. Sorry.
He's going to help his ex-fiance find her daughter who is missing. He goes to this island, and I want to say, like, Pacific Northwest or, like, somewhere pretty East Coast. And he gets there, and it's...
Those are opposite sides of the country.
Yeah, but it's, like, somewhere,
wherever
like,
it is,
lush
it's kinda
witchy. And ocean-y.
Okay.
So he gets there, and it's, like, this commune of women, and it's, like, you know, they...
Except for that one bar.
God, I know. I don't remember why those men are there, because it's... The women have this whole commune, and they make their money off of honey. They raise bees. And, you know, he starts kind of asking a bunch of questions forcefully and getting answers. And everyone's kind of like, I don't know where this girl went. There's no record of her. Whatever. This fucking lady's crazy. And then he kind of finds out that these women are doing these pagan rituals, that he thinks that this girl is going to be a blood sacrifice. Then we all get fucking twisted because we find the girl and then she sets him up. He's a blood sacrifice because men are bad, is the moral of the story. But yeah, it's just fucking chaos the entire movie because Nicolas Cage is just bouncing off the fucking walls, punching women, overreacting, and having...
It's just, exactly.
Like... It's a really chill hippie community, and he's running around screaming, kicking people off bikes, and stealing bear costumes, and doing all kinds of crazy shit. And then
he just punched the bear at one point?
He punches the bear because it's a woman in the costume, and then he takes the costume to enter the parade. And he's, you know, but incognito.
He thinks he's incognito.
But then they twist him, and it's fine. But yeah, I mean, there's not, honestly, the women don't do a whole lot other than not answer his questions. But he goes 0 to 60 immediately and just wants, he has it out for all these women. And then, you know, he gets what's coming. But it's just so fucking funny. And then I was reading about it, and because it's a remake.
Yeah.
The original is well received.
It's a great horror movie.
Yeah. So, of course, it's got a cult following, this one, the new one, because it's out fucking rageous.
Yeah, it's bordering on like The Room bad.
Exactly. And Nicolas Cage, I guess, came out and was like, you know, we knew this was over the top and just ridiculous. It's like black comedy. And everyone's like, I don't think that that's what you were doing, but sure.
Sure, Nick.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah, everything is overdone and goofy as fuck, but it's supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
It's a magical experience.
I don't think I'd ever disagree.
And if you can do it not sober, that's good. Because it's hard to get through, because it's Nicolas Cage.
Well, you clearly haven't seen his most recent movie, Mom and Dad. That is quite hard to get through, because you're like, it's the most Nicolas Cage movie you've ever seen in your entire fucking life.
So many on between like Netflix, Hulu, and all that you can watch. There's so many that I didn't know ever existed.
Yeah,
he's probably made like 20 films in the last 5 years.
Well, if he's listening, I just want him to know that I love him so much.
You know what? Matchstick Men killed it.
Oh my god, I love that movie.
You should see it.
Matchstick Men is great.
I love
it. And he was really, really good in it. And Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell is one of those actors who you're convinced isn't in bad movies, but he's in so many bad movies.
Is he really?
It's because he's such a good actor, but then you're like, why do you keep picking these shitty roles? And they're like, oh, because you need to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The McConaughey way of getting...
I
had that moment where I was like the girls on Page 7, where I was like, I spent forever thinking Giovanni Ribisi was a great actor. Like, where did I fucking get that from?
I don't think he's a good actor.
I don't know where I got it from. I had this idea in my head. He's so good. No, I'd be like, how is he in this? He's such a good actor.
I think he just dated a lot of people. Used to date Sofia Coppola,
right? Yeah, they made comments about him, and they were like, I totally thought that guy was a good actor. And I was like, oh my god, so did I. That's so crazy. Mm-hmm.
Did any of you like Ghost Rider?
Didn't see it.
Oh, God. Did you like it?
Yes, I loved it.
You loved Ghost Rider?
I loved it.
It's really campy. Ugh. It feels like reading a comic book at 13, watching that movie.
I feel like that's what you're like, how it's supposed to make you feel, right?
I mean, no, I mean, I loved it. Also it had Eva Mendes.
Yeah, she's great.
Doesn't get better than that. Nicolas Cage that's all I need in life, right?
If Ryan Gosling sees you and is like, I'm going to put a baby in that, then you good people.
Which would be confusing for me.
That would be confusing.
You good people. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know. I used to love that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Junior, when I was younger.
But, like, I would be more worried that he was just going to, like, cut me open and shove a baby.
Shove a baby in you.
I'm really, why is there a baby? Why are you doing this, Ryan Gosling?
Well, you know...
please don't ever do that to me, Ryan Gosling.
Speaking of hot women... I watched The Love Witch. Has anybody seen The Love Witch?
I've never seen The Love Witch.
It's so good. Are you ready for me to ruin the movie for you?
Yeah. I'm ready for that.
This came out this year, right?
It actually came out like last October. I want to say it was going through, like last year, it was going through the festivals, and then it officially came out.
Oh, what a great
like the end of this year or the beginning of this year?
Yeah, because it looks very...
Like, it looks really like 60s, 70s, right? But apparently the director, Anna Biller, she designed all the costumes, she came up with all the lighting and the sets and everything and the furniture, and she just was really fascinated by the work in that era.
Yeah.
And she filmed it in 35mm, does that sound right?
That's right.
Yeah. She didn't...
Either film 35 or 70.
Yeah, she claimed that she didn't intend for it to be a parody of 70s horror cinema.
Yeah.
But, I mean, clearly it's a nod to it. I mean, it's got to be the whole movie. It looks like it's set in the fucking 60s.
Is it like... what's that movie with the devil something or other and then the guy made the hotel movie?
Oh, yeah, and it looks like it's set in the 80s, but it's actually just a movie... House of the Devil?
House of the Devil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like a late 70s, early 80s movie.
Right. The Love Witch is basically good. Like a gender commentary. Like it's about the real struggles of women around the world. A modern metaphor for women. Men fear women. So they have to, you know, say something shitty about them. Clearly, they're a witch, which has always been, like, the tale about witches. Yeah. It's like men say that they're, you know, witches because they fear them. But then it's also the women and the men say that they're witches because they're like, my husband's clearly attracted to this chick and I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
And it also has to do with, like, the fact that women have, like, intuition. Like, we've always been seen as having this power. And it gives into that femme fatale, like, whole archetype that, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
We know and love. But it's all about, like, a modern-day witch. She uses spells and magic to get men to fall in love with her. But the shitty thing is that anytime men fall in love with her, for some reason, something happens with her spell where the fuckers ended up dying. They get straight up, like, stage 3 clinger. And then they die.
Oh.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's like stars this chick Elaine and like her husband dies and people are like, oh, she totally murdered him. But she's like, whatever, I'm going to California. So she goes to California and she ends up getting this Victorian home. She's renting from like one of her like favorite bitches, Barbara. And there's this like...
Thanks, Barb.
Yeah, thanks, Barb. There's this interior decorator there, Trish, who has, like, been keeping up with the decoration for Barb's and making it, like, look fucking great for her. She...
And they're glamorous.
Yeah, she takes Elaine to get some tea at a tea place, which is weird because what? And then she
not really weird for California, though.
I mean, it's like a 1960s, like, they're just drinking tea. Oh. And there are people with, like, umbrellas or parasails. Parasails?
Parasols.
Parasols.
Yeah.
Parasails. Everybody's parasailing through the building.
Parasailing.
But she meets Trish's husband, Richard, who's immediately attracted to her.
Uh-oh.
And, she ends up going to this college. She meets this guy, Wayne, who is, like, a teacher there. She becomes into him, and she's just like, well, I'm gonna make him love me. So she does a spell and makes him love her, and he comes home and they have like a whole bunch of sex. But then he's like, oh my god, I love you, I'm so needy, I need to be with you, please be with me, I love you, I love you so much, and won't stop clinging.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I can't with this right now.
Yeah.
And so she goes to her couch and she's like, I'm asleep here. And so she chills there, and he's just still like, please come back, Elaine, I love you. And we're all like, oh my god, this guy has got to chill.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh my god, she starts her period, and she's like, man, that sucks, because it sucks every time anybody starts their period. And so I'm assuming cramping. She's probably not having the greatest time. Her head hurts, she's a little bit miserable, PMS, like, all over the place. And this guy's just like, come back to the bedroom, I love you, I need you. And then he just fucking dies. He just dies. And
like sudden, like,
yeah, how... like he just sudden death.
Oh,
he goes from being like the neediest fucking,
or what?
Because she did a love spell to make him fall in love with her.
Oh,
because she was like, I see this guy, he's hot, I'm gonna fuck him. And she's like, oh, well, let me do a little bit of this. So she buries his body, but she buries it with a witch bottle. But the witch bottle is her urine and a tampon.
Huh.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, that's
fuck yeah.
A lot of witchcraft you use stuff like that. You use blood, menstrual blood, and piss and.
Yeah, and then after that, she ends up seducing Trish's hubby, Richard, and then she's like, okay, I'm done with this, because Richard clearly becomes obsessed with her, as all the dudes do, and he actually ends up killing himself, because he's like, I need to be with her, but she won't be with me, and you're just like, chill out, Richard, you're married.
Yeah, there's other...
And then she ends up falling in love with this private investigator guy named Griff, who is like... investigating her entire situation,
because
he's like, okay, her husband died, there's this other guy missing, like, what the fuck? And so he comes and starts, you know, trying to figure out what's going on, and she ends up falling in love with him, and he falls in love with her, and she has this like whole fake Renaissance wedding with him and her coven, and everything's like all great and bananas and so much fun. And then like Trish is like, what the fuck with my husband? So she goes and breaks into this like chick's house that she's, you know, she had the key to it, and realizes that she's a witch. She's like, what the fuck? A fight ensues, and then Griff is like, well, I can't love you with you being like a murderer and stuff, so this isn't gonna work out. And she's just like, no. And it turns out Trish has turned in like her urine, has turned in everything as being like, whoa, look, this is what happened.
Oh.
And everybody's like, no. And then And then she ends up leaving with Griff, and she's like, let's go back and do it. I'm so sexy, and let's do this thing. And then he's like, what? And she's like, stab you to death. Boom. End of movie.
End of movie.
What?
That sounds fucking wild.
It's good, though. It's super good.
We're just looking at stills. We're flipping through stills here.
It looks fucking like it's from the 60s.
It looks beautiful.
It reminded me.
It reminded me of Suspiria because they're using lots of like big, bold primary colors. That was one thing I didn't mention about Suspiria. It's like, it is a gorgeous movie to look at. Like, the sets are crazy. Like, on that movie, it looks like they had some... She obviously has watched Suspiria or something.
Oh, yeah, no, she's watched, like, all... And there's, like, a whole, like, scene that you would have seen in a 60s... Yeah, that you would have seen in a 60s exploitation flick, where they're, like, doing a whole ritual with her, and she's completely butt-ass naked, and everybody's in robes and shit.
Right.
And it looks so, like, old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The overhead shot of people in robes closing in. Right. Yeah, that's really awesome.
Cool. I mean, I'm going to be annoying because...
You're going to go home and, like, watch it now.
Well, I mean, yeah, that. But I'm going to watch it because the fucking lead, she's so fucking beautiful.
Like, yeah, I know. And all the colors and that blue eyeshadow.
Yes.
I know. If you Google witch makeup, she's one of the first ones that pop up now.
Really?
Yeah. She's... Oh. It's stunning. Also, the poster for this film is also really great.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Which brings us to...
Witching and Bitching.
Oh, yeah, Witching and Bitching.
Witching and Bitching.
Which was the movie that we decided to watch as a group this week.
Yeah, I had already seen it, and I was like, hey, we tried to record about witches, and I was just like, we cannot record this without having seen the movie Witching and Bitching, because it is our podcast recommends witch movie.
Definitely, definitely. Seal of approval. Boom.
Yeah, you've got to watch it. It's so great. It's Spanish.
Yep, Spanish language film.
It's great.
Spanish, so they've got that Castilian, lift.
Spanish. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my favorite.
It's so good. Also, the kid in that movie is fucking badass.
So good.
I love it. Yeah. And also, okay, not to, like, focus on the witches, but just the... parents and their connection, and he's on the phone and like the car chase and
what
he's
what pops up when she calls
Armageddon.
Like Armageddon.
That's good.
Amazing.
Just the conversation. He's like, we're having snacks. He's getting ready to do his homework. And he's like, hold the phone. And like hops out the car and like does whatever he does. And then gets back. He's like, no, it's fine. I don't ask you what you're doing with them while he's at your house, right? And just like their whole relationship throughout everything.
So good.
So good.
We could tell you, we'll talk a little bit about this film, but we don't want to tell you too much because this is going to be our podcast recommends.
Yeah.
So we want you to watch it, and we want you to make a decision of how you feel about it and tell us what you think.
Yeah, I like
because
it.
We think it's fucking fantastic.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a fun mix of like a technically horror comedy.
Yeah.
Do you want to do you have IMDb and you want to read like the
I think this in Spanish language is just the witches of
the witches of the town. Which is funny. It's like, I have it right here.
Brujas de something or other.
Read like this.
Zugarramurdi.
Read what?
Yeah, but I mean, essentially, it's just a couple guys who plan to rob a pawn shop to make money for various reasons.
Doesn't go well.
And yeah, it's kind of a shit show. They get away, but then they kind of stumble into a bigger...
A bigger shit show. Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of
the
like...
The day gets worse. It's a comedy of
errors. Yeah, bad gets worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, and they just how they try to deal with everything. It's and
really good frenetic film, like, directing.
Yeah.
Like, boom, boom, boom. Never dull moment.
Yeah, it's very fast-paced. I mean, it's just one situation to the next. Yeah. And yeah. Oh, they try funny.
In their pursuit to the border, they, like, find their way into this, like, small witch town.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, one... unfortunate event after the other.
Yeah.
Oh my, yeah.
The bathroom scene.
That was so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, both bathroom scenes are.
Yeah.
I know the one. Not going to spoil it, but
Oh, it was so funny. But
please watch it. Do yourself a favor.
That was
highly,
really
highly recommended.
Mm-hmm. Man, the version I watched though, the subtitles were so fast, and I was like, I can't read this quick. I just watched some, I don't know, on YouTube or something. And
especially if you're stoned.
They had like a 240p,
but I watched it and it was a quick read, but it was really funny. Yeah, because it kind of takes a turn that, you know, had you gone into this movie blind, you would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, the first scene, it's like completely disorienting.
Yeah.
You're like, what is this about? Who's the crazy person?
Right.
Yeah, and what then is, it kind of jumps to an entirely different location and setting.
And then you're like, oh.
And then, yeah, then everyone comes together.
Yeah, it's a really well-made movie. I think the only reason it's not bigger, I think the movie title sucks. I'm going to say it right now. I think it's a bad movie title. Well,
exactly. I pass that thumbnail so many times on Netflix, and I'm like, that looks like garbage.
Yeah.
Right.
But, and I wonder why they chose that translation. It's not even a translation. It's just a different title.
Or if they just said the Witches of whatever town name, I'd be like, what's that
about? Then we'd probably think it was like a Witch of East Wing.
It is a little boring, but...
The title itself is not great, but after watching the film and the amount of, like...
Witching and bitching?
It is funny watching the movie.
It's fitting, I will say, but it's awful.
But it's like, only a good after you've watched it.
Right, yeah.
You appreciate it after you watch it. Yeah.
Before
it,
you're like,
But before... Well, yeah, it's true. Well, especially because it just... It doesn't really, like, fit they could have just called it bitches. The poster.
Yeah.
Like, so you're like, what? Like,
you're like, who's this lady with metal teeth?
I mean, she looks like she could be bitchin', but, like, I mean, she is also a witch, clearly, but...
Yeah. She's also a witchin'.
She's also a witch.
It is only funny in hindsight. It's, I realized that, too. I was like, yeah, there is a lot of bullshit.
A lot of
how
bitching.
Much complaining. Yeah.
I love how much bantering there is throughout the film.
It was great.
But, like, I mean...
The conversations are so... If you've ever been in a relationship ever, there are moments... If you're a guy, if you're a girl, if you're any of the flavors on the spectrum... You are going to relate to this movie because there's so much universal bullshit dealing with other people that you're dating's bullshit. And I think it's so spot on. It's great. It's good.
Yeah.
I know. It's fucking great.
One of the guys in the movie, is the one who was the toy soldier, I don't know his name in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
The only other time I'd seen him, I watched this Spanish soap opera that was really, it was like Downton Abbey, but in Spain, and it was wonderful. And he was like this brooding, intelligent, troubled, you know, wrong side of the tracks guy. And in this one, he's just like a dumb hot boy.
Yeah.
And it's so good. He's just so funny.
There's this, you can edit this out if it's too much of a spoiler, where they've got them all and they're bound and the people around him are chanting and then he starts going justice.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, shut up.
What
and he's like, I just
doing?
Got caught up in the moment.
He's so funny. Oh, it was so great.
It's good. Well, fuck, no, I can't say that either.
It's too spoilery.
That was. Well, I'm glad that you had pointed out that you'd watched it, Brooke, because I cannot tell you how many times I passed that shit up.
Yeah.
Because,
So I was drunk one night off of some good wine, and I was just like, not good wine. It was probably box wine. But I was like, I'm going to watch a movie. And I watched a movie, and it was that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny.
No, it's great. Definitely worth a watch. It's so fun. There's so much happening. Why not?
Is it that time?
You guys know what that noise means, don't you?
I think it's time to wake up. I can't remember what you say.
It's time to talk about real witch stories.
Ooh.
Real. It's the true crime segment. The true crime segment. Pancakes.
Pancakes?
I don't know.
All right. I like pancakes. And true crime.
That's
okay.
True.
So who has some witch facts?
You're introing that and then throwing it to us?
What? We were supposed to figure out witch facts.
You did say to do that.
I did. Did nobody do it except for me?
Nobody did it except for you. Let's, we'll edit pause.
Was this a today conversation?
It was in the muted part.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to prep better for next week.
Yeah. Pass the class.
We threw it together.
Okay, so, well...
let's all look up a witch fact.
I know, really quick. Witches were... People thought they were real.
Well, you were like, we should do the history of witches. I love to learn
that
things.
That was also a couple... It was... I was
watching... Yeah, no shit. I can see that. You were like, we should research things before.
Well,
like,
I know.
Girl, I'm trying to just, like, survive.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell this story now.
Yes.
We need to say I am. I don't know why I'm on an I am a moment.
Question box A.
Question A question box.
A question box
is us tell
a
story.
Box, gonna tell a story.
Anywho.
Dude, I just realized that today that was someone at the bar was talking about it, and I was like, oh, it's because you don't have an updated emoji thing. But I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
And then I realized it's...
Yeah, but the letter I is not a fucking emoji. It's a letter.
I know. I didn't realize that it was associated with the letter I yet, and it made me so mad.
So the dilly here. So when they were filming Practical Magic, the director ended up getting a witch consultant who was a witch who was helping out with, you know, all the shit on the film. So because they wanted to be, you know, as witchy as possible. So have all the witches and, you know, all the shit together. Well, apparently, like, something happened where the witch lady, like, wanted a piece of the profit. She was asking all these demands, and they were basically like, no, dude, you're getting this amount. Like, this is what's happening. You just helped us with this part of the film. And apparently she called and, like, or they had, he had his assistant or somebody, his, like, producer, somebody called and told her, like, hey, this is what's up. You're not getting all this shit. Like, this is how things are going to be. And she called back and left him a voicemail where she was just, like, going off and just, like, you, like, I curse you.
Oh,
and then
else,
she starts speaking in tongues.
Oh, Jesus.
And, like, other members of, like, the staff there were, like tried to listen to, and they were all so freaked out at the, like, speaking of the tongues part.
Yeah.
Everybody's convinced that she put a curse on the movie because it was so freaky.
That's scary.
And it sounded like
if
crazy.
I was a witch consultant and I made a demand and people were like, no, you're not getting it, I would totally make that phone call.
Yeah. Everybody was like, I feel like I'm in a horror film, and this is terrifying. And now they're, like, convinced that anything bad that happened with a movie, like, the fact that it kind of bombed and didn't, like, skyrocket, they're like, oh, my fucking God.
Is that why it made, that's the way it has cult status?
But now it has cult status, so.
And that's kind of witchy.
Cults are sort of witchy.
Full circle.
Are cults witchy, but, or are they stupid?
They're pretty I don't want to offend any cult members who might be listening.
I don't want to offend any cult members.
I feel like cults are separate.
What are you doing, weirdo?
I'm putting my phone in my shirt.
Her phone's cold.
I don't have witch facts, but I do have a witch story.
We like those.
Going back to my...
that was a cute dance.
The years of the baby, when I was a baby's kid. Okay. Sam? Needs to learn what that term means because she doesn't know what it is.
I haven't seen it.
Anyways, there was a house that nobody, it was unaccompanied, right? So, you know, it was empty and the doors were unlocked. So we walked in.
As kids do. Explore.
You know, we were just checking out.
Is it breaking and entering if you don't break anything?
I know.
True.
It's entering.
Yeah.
Well, we entered.
We've got an E.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Without the B, so we're fine.
Yeah.
So we're walking through the house. Very, very, like there's just, like, so much shit everywhere. Newspapers and pictures and, like, it was very...
It's like a hoarder house.
It was obscure. It was weird.
Yeah.
I did not go in the basement because I'm not a fucking idiot and I'm just not trying to die.
You've seen horror movies.
But I was at the end of the caboose where, like, three other friends went into the basement.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was before, like, cell phones, so we had flashlights.
And
there was a in real life cauldron down there.
What?
In the basement.
Cool.
Yeah. Shit. I was like, fuck this shit, like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I like got like...
Wait, I thought you didn't go in the basement.
No,
you know
I was
that?
At the stairs.
Oh.
So, like, looking down and being like, cauldron.
Like, look.
That's cool.
I was like, I'm gonna halfway go down here, and if nothing spooky seems to happen, I may go a few more steps.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, where the light was still shining.
There's a legit cauldron.
There was.
I'm believing
and
you.
And it was fucking terrifying. Well, especially walking in, and there's just, like, random, like, hundreds of photos, Polaroids, just throughout the floor,
spread out
in newspapers.
It's like a VHS episode.
Yeah, it's like a VHS.
Honestly,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Before VHS came out, though.
Yeah.
Right.
We're talking about the horror anthology.
Right. And then my idiot friends kicked the cauldron over, and I was like, fuck y'all. I'm not sticking around for real dead.
No, fuck with...
What? Yeah. I know.
If someone's
got... You look at the cauldron, you're like, later.
Like,
yeah.
I practiced, magic stuff for, like, 5 years. I didn't buy a cauldron at any point. That's a certain point of like commitment. That person is committed to something.
Like, I mean, you have
like,
to
they
like
are into it.
I mean, you have to be thinking really far ahead to buy one of those. Like, am I going to be a witch forever, or am I going to be making a lot of very large stews?
Right. Yeah. This is either a stew maker.
I thought I had to be like feeding our entire neighborhood. Right.
My turned soup out it was kitchen a soup will kitchen, be happy yeah. that I got my cauldron.
You broke into a stew pot.
The photos were like everyone that ever come in and had like some of the stew.
Right.
Bummer. That story is a lot less like intriguing, I will say. I like first version.
She broke into an old soup kitchen and was like, fuck all this shit, kicking shit over. She's like,
hate
witches.
Wrong and wrong. I didn't kick it and I didn't break in.
And you don't hate poor
people.
And you don't
hate poor people. The crime.
And it was also like a one-bedroom house.
We established it wasn't a crime.
Poor little soup. Poor little soup kitchen.
I don't know. Is kicking a cauldron breaking?
I didn't know.
They don't call it entering and breaking. That doesn't even flow well.
Oh, so you have to break first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not understand laws?
I don't understand laws.
Statutes.
Limitations.
Hey, I don't think it matters if you enter first and break later.
Yeah,
I think
you
if
don't.
You still get in.
Because it's not breaking then entering.
Yeah.
It's breaking
if you
in.
Break and then get in.
Pick a lock that's breaking and entering and you're not really breaking the lock. You're just...
Or if you kick that motherfucker open like Nicolas Cage.
I kicked... should I tell this story? It doesn't have anything to do with witches.
Don't say any names. Say any places.
Okay.
Just say that you're in La La Land.
At a past apartment that I rented in La La Land, I was... since quit drinking, but this is one of the pieces of evidence as I go over the history of drinking in my head that I'm like, yeah, it's really good you don't. I'd come home real late, and it was a new apartment I just moved into. I'm coming up the stairs. There was a little trick to my door. I always forgot my key because A, I was either drunk on the way out or drunk on the way in. But I knew if I kicked the door right near the handle, just to the right of it, the door would pop open. So I'm outside my door, and I'm just like, fuck, I can't find my keys. I give it a kick. It doesn't give. I'm like, man, the door always pops open. So I kick the shit out of it. My foot goes through the door. And I'm in there. So I'm reaching my hand and I hear, ah, what are you doing in my house? And I go, and I'm like, why the fuck are you in my apartment? And I start looking around. I'm like, there's none of my shit in this place. I had kicked open like the set of apartments next to mine.
Oh my
I
God.
Walked up, so I like go to the bottom of the stairs and the lady comes out. She's got her hair all wild. And she's like, why did you do that? And I'm like, I thought it was my house. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I had to wake up and like talk to police and talk to the apartment manager and apologize, buy a new door.
God,
and they
dude.
Were like, don't kick your own fucking door either.
Like, that's not
yeah.
I'm just glad they believed you and didn't think that you were trying to get in and like
no I went down
I
and
didn't
I was just
want her
I think
stuff.
It's because I stuck around and was like, I'm so sorry, I'm really stupid and drunk, and it's not like I stayed there and established with her that I wasn't like coming in to murder her or anything.
That's you have amazing. A pretty good rapport when it comes to staying around when the cops come and somehow things being okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, because I'm just like, I'm a doof. Like, I admit to my level
doofus.
Of being a doofus. I do have a witch story that's from my mom.
Ready.
It's kind of spooky.
Okay.
My mom was convinced that one of her fellow students was a witch, and this girl, it wasn't like a, ooh, she's a witch, I think she's a witch. This girl was like, no, my parents are witches, they're part of a coven. And this was in a Catholic girls' school. And
The plot thickens.
So this one time, like, nobody fucked with this girl at all. And my mom said one day the bus driver gave her all this flack for, I can't remember what it was, she was late or something like that. So she gets on the bus and she draws a picture of him with nails going into his knees. Shit you not, the bus breaks down, he gets out, on his way down the stairs he falls down right on his knees, broke his kneecaps, they had to like call an ambulance and stuff. And my mom had watched this girl like draw this picture. And then that shit happened, and my mom swears to God it's true.
That's wild. That's cool. I mean, not cool, but like,
oh my God.
But like, whoa.
Interesting. Cool?
Yeah.
Cool.
Spooky.
That's totally
that's
spooky.
Scary as fuck.
Yeah. So,
I would have been like,
if someone's like, hey, I'm a witch.
Let's be friends.
Then
teach me your ways.
Be late. I don't care. Whatever
you
want to do.
Yeah, you're doing a good good, great job.
Yeah.
So what we've learned is
you're doing it.
From now on, when somebody says they're a witch, you say, sweet, do whatever you want.
Sweet, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, that's why that's the good option when you have multiple choice.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, man.
Bringing it full circle to the Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather be a witch.
I'd rather be a witch.
I'd rather be a witch. Option C.
Option C.
All right, guys. So your homework this week is to watch Witching and Bitching and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
This is us closing out. Say bye.
And if bye. And if there's witch movies you think we should have watched, let us know and we might do another episode on it.
Yeah, let us know what your favorite witch movie is. Because right now we are just talking about movies that we like, you know. But we like a whole lot of movies. Breaking it down into, like, you know, less than an hour is tough. A bit rough.
Yeah.
So
things get messed.
Yeah, no, let us know what you like and we'll watch it or we'll talk about it or we'll do something. Well, if we hate it, we'll shit all over it. I mean, who fucking knows?
And I guess until next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am Brooke.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh. Pony.
See you later from Tina.
All right. And stay woke, guys.
Stay woke.